I'm going to invite Anthony and May to come up to the front and just going to ask them a few questions. If you want to hold on to that, I think Brenda will be controlling these pictures for this part. So as I said at the beginning, we are going to be saying some goodbyes to Anthony and May. But before we get to the goodbyes, I was just aware that there may be some folks here who have not met you yet. And Anthony and May have been a part of our church now for a couple of years, and they've thrown themselves into all sorts of areas of church life, whether at the International Cafe or in the home groups, or indeed preaching and leading our services here on the sound desk at the back. Things like these place of welcome leaflets that Anthony helped us to design, and all kinds of areas of church life they've been involved with. But you may not have come across them personally. So I wonder if May or Anthony, you could just fill us in on what it is you've been doing in the last couple of years here in Birmingham, and introduce a bit about yourselves.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, we've been here in Harborne 2 years. At the past 2 years, we were involved with WET International. It is an organization. Yeah, so our aim is to reach the unreached people. So the last 2 years, we were in Birmingham and in Small Heath area. We mainly to let the God be known. And so we work at the charity shop.
Yeah.
This is our shop, and we work in here, and we have a different teammate, maybe. Yeah, this is our teammate and our colleague. Yeah, so we work in the charity shop and also to reach the people in the local area. So we have some, aside we selling the things, and we also have some chat with them. And also, yeah, we have some different kind of leaflet, yeah. And some, when we build up the relationship with them, they share the food with us. So this is the thing they cook for us. So we have been a wonderful time in the past 2 years.
And we have really built up a very good relationship with people. And some people, they are not believers, but sometimes they know we are Christians and they have some difficulties. They just come to the shop and ask for, pray for them. And that was amazing. This is how people come to the shop and meet the truth of God. So this is still going on, but we do ask for your prayer for about this shop. We are very lack of workers. We need more volunteers so that the place can be sustained and also be open to welcoming people. So this is our past.
Okay, thank you. So that's the past. As we've hinted already, there is something different about to happen. So can you just tell us what is the changes that lie ahead for both of you?
For the future, as some of you may know, we are not living in Birmingham anymore. We'll move up to Bradford and Leeds. As we have another team, this is our new leader. She's a Korean, a small lady, and she just walked on her own with the church. So she really lead some teammates. So in the coming years, we'll move to Bradford to help her, and also with this church. This church is Sun Beach Road Mission Church. They have got a strong mission mind and also how to make Christ known. They are building a good different things to the community. So this is the church. Yeah.
Next slide.
Next one. Yeah. So in Bradford, I was so surprised when I first to get there. And there was a big mosque. There's a new building, and it can contain about 8,000 people in that mosque. It's quite huge. It's quite a significant slide. So in the future, we'll work with the church in the Sun Beach Road. They also have a Hope House, their community center, for welcoming people. And in the future, we are mainly involved in the ministry of the welcoming the new people, new settling in, new arrival, they are asylum seekers or they are refugees. We provide a different activities at the Hope House. So we may join in to the church to helping how to do the community work together. So next slide, please. And last week, we wasn't here because we went to that church to attend a baptismal service. And during the Christmas time, we went there once to meet some of the new people. We do the discipleship program with some Iranians, and they are believers, and they are to their very new believers. So we have some discipleship, and then we know some of the people, and they invite us to attend their baptismal service. And that was so impressive what they experienced God and how they know God. And some of them, they were Muslim background believers. So this is amazing how they found Jesus. So this all the people will serve together. Yeah. So this is our future ministry. You can pray for us about, we'll have a weekly Farsi or Arabic Bible study group, and also the discipleship group and outreach program and welcoming new arrivals in the future. So the next slide is our prayer point.
Okay, thank you. So we'll come on to those prayer points in just a moment. It may be that you are learning some Farsi,
yeah,
some Arabic.
Yes, so
maybe Sahel will teach you a few words. So I take it that you, from here, you need to go back to Hong Kong first, yeah, and then back to Bradford. So obviously lots of traveling in the weeks. I take it you've already moved out of your house in Northfield, yeah, you were telling me. Do you want to introduce these prayer points then, things that we can specifically pray for? We'd love to be able to pray for you and to keep in touch with you, obviously. Yeah, sure. So do you want to just share those?
Yeah, as we mentioned just now, it's all about our future ministry. We do need your prayers to how to receive the new arrivals and how to do the discipleship. But for us, how do you pray for us is, as we are doing the transition, there's a lot of uncertainty. We just move out on Monday, and then now we're living in BMS, and a week after we'll go back to Hong Kong to wait for our visa. We don't know how long will it take. Maybe 2 months or 6 months, we're not sure. But after we got the visa, and then we'll come back to Birmingham first, as our car and the storage things is here. And after that, we have to looking for a house in Bradford. So there's a lot of things to prepare. And do remember our heart. It's really hard to go through all this transition, especially in May and B, all these all these changes. Of course, we are really miss Harbond, the church, yeah, and why all this are. Okay. But God sent us to Bradford.